You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Returning as our guest today, we have Dr. Jonathan Strzeneski, the Director of Policy and External Affairs, and Jordan Moskowitz, the Managing Director of the Single Family Programs. Both are with the New Jersey Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency, known as NJHMFA. Guys, welcome back again. Thanks for coming back to our show. We covered a lot of good stuff the last program, but unfortunately, we ran out of time, and there's still so much more to unravel. So just to start off real quickly, guys, just give your brief bios of your roles with the agency.
I'm the Director of Policy and External Affairs at the agency. Again, we operate kind of the agency's data analysis, policy research, programmatic development, marketing, communications, and in general outreach. If it's outreach to anybody except a lender, it probably runs through us. And if it runs through the lender, it goes through Jordan.
Because Jordan's the money guy from last.
So Jordan Moskowitz, I'm the managing director of single family programs. So single family programs at our agency mostly consists of mortgage programs. So we help first time home buyers and first generation buyers with a first mortgage. We also help with down payment assistance, which is done as in the form of a second lien. And any other agency programs that are really for home ownership will run through my shop, whether that is COVID relief money, whether it's housing counseling programs, foreclosure mediation assistance programs. My team will handle that. And I've been with the agency 6.5 years now. And prior to that, my career was spent in the private mortgage industry.
Okay, very good. So let's pick up, Jonathan, with the last show. We covered a lot about the benefits, all the programs for affordable housing, how you guys help work with the townships and help them with the funding if need be, and you know the options that are out there and all the great things. Let's talk about the individuals for the outreach. Let's say there's one of the listeners out there wants to know if they could qualify for low or moderate income housing. What type of outreach? How would they get in, what's the best way for them to get in touch with the appropriate person who could help them?
Yeah, so there's really two ways you can do this. One exists now, and one is kind of being built by the what I'm going to call the Mount Laurel infrastructure, that bill we had talked about from last week. So the first one is we actually have what's called the New Jersey Housing Resource Center. It's on our website. It's a link off our website, but it also is its own standalone website. So again, it's very easy to reach. It's literally njhrc.gov.
Okay.
It's extreme, or you could just Google like New Jersey Housing Resource Center. It's usually the first link that comes up. The way to think about that, it's Zillow for affordable housing. So there are requirements whether you are looking to rent or buy. In almost every program, there are now requirements that mandate that those units be marketed on the Housing Resource Center in addition to any other requirements that they might have. So the idea is that this should be a one-stop shop, not necessarily to apply for the units or to look for it, but to at least find where they exist, what's available. And you can search by county, you can search by town, by region. The idea being that you'll go in, you'll say, I'm looking for affordable housing in East Brunswick, and you should be able to search that. And all the ones that are both available and the ones that have waitlist opportunities that are accepted, that are open for waitlist opportunities, you can find what those options are and then click to, they're supposed to have links that you could then click to actually do the applications on their individual websites. The other one is what are called administrative agents. This is basically if you walk into a property and you say, like, I'm looking for an affordable housing, whatever, mm-hmm. like usually this maybe you go to your local housing authority.
Right.
The administrative agent, they should be able to put you in touch with the administrative agents. Going forward, towns are putting together, I guess, they're identifying what are called municipal housing liaisons. This person is going to be in charge of kind of knowing where all the administrative agents are. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing it today, but maybe in about a year or two, once that whole infrastructure is in place, each town should have somebody who's a municipal housing liaison who you could probably go to and just ask, like, hey, what's available? What am I looking for? Right now, our sister agency, the Department of Community Affairs, is in the process of putting together that whole infrastructure. And like there'll be training for like those individuals. So in the future, you should be able to even just go to your town hall and say like, hey, I'm looking for these. I'm looking to get an affordable unit. Who do I talk to? What are my best options? But for now, there's a website, njhrc.gov. basically Zillow, and that's multifamily and it's rental and for sale. So right now that should be, think of it like a Zillow for affordable housing. Mm-hmm.
And they have links to the individual townships that have it, right? I guess you said there's a link on there.
It's a link to the actual posting.
Postings,
so,
yeah.
So it'll show this building, you can find these units, and it should tell you whether they have units available or they're accepting applications for a wait list, right?
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes places just don't have availability because, as we talked about last week, there's a big shortage, and we're doing what we can to address
it,
but it takes time.
You're behind the eight ball from the lack of development years ago.
So it takes time, but you know, they may not have availability today, but it also the best time to apply is yesterday. The next best time is today. So, you know, get on the waiting list if you're looking, and then. If they're looking for rental, I mean, if they're looking to buy a home that maybe isn't necessarily affordable, but they need help with down payment or closing costs.
Yeah, that's what we're going to devote this show to. Now it's your turn, Jordan, to talk about a single family. Yeah, which is another. There's so many great programs that you guys have. So let's start to unravel them. And if you want to just start, we can talk first about maybe the down payment assistance, and then go into all the other great programs you have too.
Absolutely. So our down payment assistance program has been out there since about 2018. In 2018, we launched a statewide down payment assistance program of $10,000, all done as a second lien. It's forgivable, so many people end up calling it a grant, but it is not a grant. It is a second lien. It's forgivable after 5 years. All you have to do is live in your house and not refi or not sell for 5 years, and it's completely forgiven. If you need to sell, well, hey, you still got into the house with a no cost, no interest, no fee, second mortgage that helped you, and you just pay that back with nothing else. So people make their own decisions when rates go down, whether it makes sense to hold their existing mortgage. We do the first mortgage along with the down payment assistance, or if it makes sense for them to go ahead and refi and pay it back. Really, only 1% to 2% comes back in. Most of that money is forgiven, as people do tend to stay in that house and keep that property for the 5 years. So that program has been out there since 2018. The vast majority of our mortgages do use that program in addition to a first mortgage. In 2022, we did make a pretty significant change to that program after we recognized that the house prices were really shifting in different areas of the state. And what, you know, you might be able to buy a perfectly adequate home in the southern part of the state at $200,000. And $10,000 was enough to help you get a down payment and cover some of your closing costs. In the northern part of the state, that didn't really offer the same value proposition. So we did some studies, and what we tried to do was break it out by county in order to offer an equitable percentage of the upfront obligation regardless of what county you're in. So we went to, instead of $10,000 statewide, we now offer $10,000 in the lower price counties and $15,000 in the higher price counties as our baseline DPA. We made that change at the end of 2022. And your listening area, which mostly covers Middlesex, Somerset. Monmouth, maybe some of Mercer and Union, all of those counties are $15,000 for the base down payment assistance program. And then in the end of 2023, based off of some legislative changes, we codified our down payment assistance program into state statute, which is wonderful because it should help guarantee funding for the down payment assistance for years in the future. But also it created a first generation component of the down payment assistance program, which is an additional $7,000 on top of the base 10 or 15, depending on your county, for a total of $17,000 to $22,000 for first generation buyers. And the idea behind that is that if your parents don't own a home, you know, you don't have access to that intergenerational wealth
right.
that parents can help that bank of mom and dad to give you a gift or down payment assistance. So what we're trying to do is get more folks on that, you know, ladder of intergenerational wealth that's built by having a house and building equity over years. And so now we're offering up to $22,000. And these two additions to the program really were a big springboard for us to grow from. You know, we were doing about 1,300 to 1,500 units per year from 2018 to 2020, and then it went to 1,800, and then in last year in 23, we did about 2,300 units, and this year we're going to hit right around 3,000 units. So I mean, it's about 20 to 25%
How many guys? How many homeowners are you assisting? Yeah. So that's a lot of.
That's a lot of people, right? And then during the same time, the housing market in New Jersey, unfortunately, you know, the number of units sold has dropped. Right. So if you go to NJ Realtors, they have wonderful research there, and you go to their monthly snapshot. about 3 years ago, New Jersey was running along steady at about 110, 120,000 residential units per year sold.
Yeah.
Then it went down to about 105. Then it went down to about 85. Yeah. This year, it might not even break 80.
Yeah, we found the local markets have gone down about 30%. And part of that is due to the fact that a lot of people refinance. They have the low interest rate. There's no incentive for them to move.
Yes.
The interest rates are higher unless they really have to move out of necessity due to job transfer, retirement or
But that's one thing we're incredibly proud of is that, right? Like the market, as the statewide market has been going down by about 20% year over year, we're going up by 25%, which, increases our share of the overall market.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. 3,000 is noteworthy. Yeah. Right. That's great. Yeah. All right. Why don't we take a short break? We'll be right back after these messages.
Prime office space on Route 18 is available for lease. This versatile layout features private offices, conference rooms, and workstations, with options to lease from 500 square feet to 2,800 square feet. Ideal for lawyers, accountants, and any professional service provider. Convenience extends beyond the premises with quick and direct access to major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1 and Route 130. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. Seize the opportunity to lease a spacious building with private parking located in bustling downtown Jamesburg, Zone Commercial Business District, or CBD. This permitted use includes retail, office, medical, restaurant, hotels, and personal service establishments, and much more. To find out more, call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
You've got the questions. They've got the answers. It's All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Mueller. Now let's get back out to our hosts, Ken and Jane.
All right, welcome back. So let's continue our discussion about the single family options available through your agency. And Jonathan, you wanted to add something about...
Yeah, I just wanted to throw in a little bit about like why those numbers are so important about the fact that we do, people are going to get 10 or 15 or 17 or 22, depending on where they're buying and what their family circumstances are, especially because for first-time home buyers, a lot of times they don't have the equity to actually make this, right? So if you live at home, which I was fortunate enough to do until we, and save money to build up a down payment and to buy a house, but a lot of people don't actually have that opportunity and they may move out, like they might have moved out and they're renting. And so we know from they can afford a market rent. They're paying $2,000 a month for a two-bedroom house if they're lucky at this point.
At this point, the way that Jane can speak to that, they're
lucky they're paying $2,000 a month for a two-bed. It doesn't give them a lot of opportunity to save money. So we know that they can afford the monthly housing payments, but they can't necessarily save up $25,000. So if they can get that reduced down to by $5,000 or $7,000, that's a much more attainable goal for a family when they're going in to buy the house than to...
Especially in recent inflationary times when rents have gone higher, utilities have gone higher, everything.
Yeah, rents have gone up quite a bit, at least in our market since the last few years.
Right. But it makes it harder and harder to save. And that's when we do many events to trying to introduce our programs to realtors around the state. And that's one of the first things I say is we can help you turn your renters into buyers because, when you take into account our down payment assistance and maybe a small lender or seller concession, these folks can get into a home with around the same amount as it might take for first and last month plus security deposit, right? I mean, you're adding that up. It might be $5,000 to $7,000 just to get into a rental at a couple thousand a month. You can get into a home if we're doing 3% down on the first mortgage. Our average sales price of the home that we help folks with is about $300,000. So 3% of that on our conventional program, $9,000 on a FHA, 3.5%, $10,500. Well, if we're offering up to $22,000, not only are we covering the full amount of down payment, we're covering pretty much all those closing costs, prepaids, escrows, everything. Yeah. Folks can get into the house really no money out of pocket. We do require a month or two of reserves, depending on the program, because we want to make sure folks are getting in and are situated to handle themselves well. In fact, I would actually love to move that up, but we're trying to balance credit risk and balance people's ability to get in the homes. But we're helping folks get in with little to no money out of pocket.
That's amazing. Yeah,
and lower interest rates.
Yeah, lower interest rates. So, and it's only three. Now your funding is requires normally a 3% down payment.
Right.
That's a, which is, and then you can give a loan, finance the balance of it, and then you're also, they can qualify for up to $22,000 on the down payment. Yeah.
Right. So we use a combination of mortgage secondary markets, where we access through Ginnie Mae and Freddie Mac, conventional and government programs, FHA mortgages, or on the Freddie side, it's the HFA Advantage program, which allows for only 3% down. If you work with Fannie Mae, you might be used to Home Ready. Freddie Mac's version is the HFA Advantage. And that's 3% down payment first mortgage. The loan closes with one of our participating lenders who sells it to us in the back end. So we're making the market for them. And then we also use tax-exempt mortgage revenue bonds that we put out there to get a lower cost of funds than even these secondary market loans. And some of those right now, we're in the low to mid 6% on the interest rate, no points, very limited fees. While right now, the going market rate for a 3% down conventional mortgage might be 7.25%, 7.5%, or higher with some points. We're around 7 on our conventional. We're at 6.5 on our flagship FHA program right now. So we're offering below market interest rates. So not only are we helping them get in the house, but we're giving them a more affordable payment once they're there. Because they have a slightly lower interest rate, and maybe they could put a little more money down. We don't force max financing, meaning if you're getting $22,000 and you're buying a $300,000 house, you might be able to put 5% down or 7% down, and then you have a lower mortgage, which should translate to a lower monthly payment as well.
Too. Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful. All around.
Yeah. So how do people get in touch with this program to see if they qualify? We can talk in general terms about the qualification criteria. I guess that's going to vary based on the county you live in. But
So the main way for folks to learn about our programs and to apply for the programs is through our participating lender network. So as opposed to them coming to my team and applying for a mortgage directly with my team, I mean, there's 9 million people in the state. There's 100,000 transactions. I have a small team. We can't handle all of that, right? So we work with a network of participating lenders.
Okay.
If you're familiar with the mortgage industry, we'd be like a correspondent shop where we're buying the loan from the lender. So some of our largest lenders include Cross Country, NFM, Loan Depot, Investors Mortgage, Advisors Mortgage. We work with lenders all across the state. Right now we're working with about 100 lenders, many of which have more than one office. And they're all over the state, and you can walk into any of their offices to apply. However, we actually have a way that we will refer you directly to three experienced lenders. So if you go to our site, which is njhousing.gov, and go to the consumers page, you'll see what we call our lender referral tool. And you fill out a very short form on our website. It's just basically contact information and where you're looking to buy, what type of program you're looking at. And
language.
What language you need to be contacted in, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we will connect you with three different loan officers that work for different lenders that are experienced with our programs, that work in your geographic area and can speak to you in the language you need to be spoken to in order to understand perfectly. And they will not just educate you on the programs, but they'll take your application and they'll close the loan for you, right? So they'll originate the file, they process and underwrite the mortgage in-house, and then we do a quick review before closing, and then the loan closes in the lender's name, and then they sell it to us after closing.
Okay.
And one thing I really want to impress, because sometimes when people think about using a government assistance program in order to get into house, think, well, number one, it's going to be impossible to qualify. Number two, it's going to take forever. And these are like the old myths about these programs. They really don't. I mean, the in terms of the closing timeline, it really, if you're an experienced loan officer, an experienced loan processor, using our program as opposed to another program really shouldn't add much time, if any, to the closing time frame for your borrower. We do loans that close in 30 days, 45 days all the time. We're not talking about needing 60 to 90 days. I mean, certainly there's some transactions, government transactions with complicated files might need a little more time, but most of that is done at the lender side. Our portion of working with the loan is just a few days right before closing.
You do a final underwriting on the
We call it a compliance review.
It has to comply with the certain things for you to be able to buy it back, right? There's all the checklists to make sure everything, all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted.
That's exactly right. That's a perfect segue into the qualifications of the program, because the primary qualification is that you have to be a first-time home buyer. The way a first-time home buyer is defined, and this is the IRS's definition, because we use some of their mortgage revenue bond tax-exempt financing, and it's fairly standard in the mortgage industry. A first-time home buyer is defined as someone who has not owned their primary residence in the last 3 years. So if you owned the home 10 years ago and you sold it 7 years ago, you would be eligible for the first-time home buyer programs. So that's the first overriding qualification. The second is all of our programs, if you're using our down payment assistance, will have an income limit. But the income limits are fairly generous. They go by county and they're different by program. But I would say for the central region of New Jersey, most of these income limits, depending on the program, are somewhere between $140,000 and $160,000 of income for the applicant pool on the loan. One of our programs uses the entire household income, but your lender can walk you through all of that and, you know, push you to the right program that will really help meet your needs and still allow you to qualify for our financing.
Wow. Right. Just one follow-up question. If the income limits are exceeded, you can still qualify for taking a loan through your program. You just don't qualify for the DPA, down payment assistance, right? I just want to make sure
we have one program that does allow for first mortgage financing without the down payment assistance. It's not really our niche, right? I mean, it's not what I'm going after. I'm not trying to compete with the Chases and Wells Fargo's and Penny Max and Quickens of the world. That's, you know, we're not in that space. We do have one program that has some eligibility. It's really more used for things that fall out, right? Where loans start with us and with our lender and they're going down a path and then it turns out there's the missed income doesn't meet guidelines. We don't want them to have to start over and potentially miss their closing. It's really for that. Could somebody come in and just get a first mortgage without it that exceeds our income limit? It might happen once or twice a year. We're not marketing for that, but we have it. It's more as a fallback so people don't have to start over. I don't want somebody to lose their house because a loan processor miscalculated their income too low, and now they have to start over, and the seller isn't willing to wait because it's a hot market, and they said, I've got somebody else on the back burner.
So it's like as a courtesy,
I don't want that.
You've provided for those people that are in the middle that are stuck in the process and don't qualify for the down payment, but you still want to go through and process their loan.
That's exactly right. Okay. So you can't get the down payment assistance because you have to meet the limits for that, and you can't get the super low interest rate. But we have a program that is, we sell it to Ginnie Mae, and it doesn't require income limitations because it's a standard FHA loan at that point, and we can do that to help people out and make sure they don't have to start.
Oh, that's a pretty generous
program. But you know what? The purpose of the agency is helping the first-time home buyers, the disadvantaged people, the family never own a house. That's the purpose.
That's the purpose, right.
So if the loan officer did their job, which most of them almost – yeah. Most loan officer would, so they're very rare. But it's good you pick up something from the crack, and that's good, so they don't have to start from scratch.
Absolutely, yeah. Because our real target here are people who are kind of being priced out, or who are able to afford the monthly payments of owning a home, but are maybe struggling to get that closing done. Yeah. Right, like that's really that.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, as housing prices have increased, that segment of the market is increasing, which is why we're seeing such growth in our program.
Right. Yeah, the down payment is very hard. Also, by your agency offer lower interest rate as helping with the buyer, the finance, because that's a calculating affordability.
It greatly affects the monthly payment. The financing you're offering in the threes or so, that's really...
Yeah.
It's not quite that low right now. So I'll tell you, right now, the lowest rate program that we have is our police and fire program, and that one is funded by their retirement system, so it has special rules. That one's in the mid-fives.
Okay. Really cool.
So that's about 2% below market.
It's 2% below
statutory. Market. Like that's actually governed by state statute, and the interest rate is governed by state statute. So there's like a calculation in there. So
that one is in the mid fives. Our mortgage revenue bond program is in the mid sixes, six and a half today. And then the other two programs, HFA Advantage and our kind of fallback FHA program that doesn't use the mortgage revenue bond financing, those are just above 7 at 7.1 with 7.125. And none of our programs are allowed to enter any points.
Oh,
most buyers these days, if you look at Freddie Mac statistics or MBA statistics, are paying between half a point and 1 point, especially when you're talking about borrowers that are doing 3% down or 5% down. Mm. They're typically paying points. And that really impacts their cash need to close, or on some programs if they roll it in, then they're paying interest on interest, really, for 30 years. So our program is specifically designed with our participating lenders. We do not allow any points on any of those loans.
And just for context, what's the I know I'm not interviewing you, but just for everyone else listening, the context of the market rate interest.
So I would say conventional 3% down, you're talking probably 7.5 with half a point is about average what people are getting. On government, it's probably around 6.875 to 7 1/8 with, again, with about a half point. So one of our government programs is down to 6.5. The other one on the higher end is just over 7. So each one of them, I would say right now, is about 0.75% below market and no points. And then the police and fire program is 2% below market, 5.5%.
Yeah. Wow. For the police and fire, they still have to be a first-time home buyer? Or is that just a special program?
That's a special program. That doesn't get combined with the down payment assistance. That's a standalone program that's been out there since 1992, I think. It's statutorily designed, and it's meant – it uses the pension assets, like up to 10% of the pension assets are set aside for member mortgages. Mm. So if you think about, if you're running a $26 billion pension, some portion needs to be in equities. You have to earn money in order to pay the pension payouts. But some you want in a more safe. And what's going to be safer than their members' mortgages? The default rates on these things are well below 1%. Those loans really perform very well.
Especially because they have to be active. They have to be active members of the pension system.
For at least a year.
So they're paying into it.
Paying into the pension system. Yeah, again, that's why the default rate's so low, because these people have to literally be employed. But yeah, they have to be either full-time police officers or full-time firefighters. So technically, volunteers aren't included, because it's part of the pension system. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, these are all great programs. We are out of time again, unfortunately. But once again, we want to thank you both for being our guests this week and last week. And could you please share the website again for the listeners, for the single family programs?
Absolutely. So njhousing.gov, and then click on the consumers link, and you'll see the lender referral form right there. Fill it in. It takes a minute or less to fill in. And within 24 hours, you'll have been contacted by 3 different lenders. And we'll give you their contact information for all 3 of those lenders. And we're doing 400 of these a week. We have a connection right through Zillow. You mentioned Zillow before. Mm-hmm. Zillow, Realtor.com, Redfin. Down Payment Resources is on there. And then when you go to that, ours is at the top of the list for New Jersey. And it's amazing how much volume we do through this.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much. Keep up the great work, Dr. John and Jordan. It was great having you as our guests. All right. We're out of time. See everyone next week. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 a.m., Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com, or call 732-898-2266.